It's Monday, the 17th day of July, 2017. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studios, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Man, it used to be you couldn't get Fayetteville people in Springdale, and now you can't get them out. I tell you what, Olivia Trimble is going to be the speaker at noon Wednesday at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History. They do this thing once a month. You get snacks, you get a noon speaker. She's going to talk about sign painting,
which she knows a lot about.
She just did the great big Experience Fayetteville sign at the Fayetteville Visitors Bureau. And she's done a bunch of other stuff.
If you drive by Dixon Street Liquor, the Ozark Brewing logo is on the side of DSL, which is really cool.
Well, she's going, I don't know how she's going to do this in what's supposed to be about an hour, but she says she's going to talk about how fortunate we are in the Ozarks to have ghost signs, which is the signs on the sides of usually brick buildings.
Coca-Cola or something like that, and they're kind of fading now.
Yeah, that have stuck around because we haven't done something awful to them, whereas if it's vinyl, it just peels off. She wants to talk about the process of sign painting and why it's valuable and how, as a trade, it kind of died off, but there's a little bit of a resurgence now. She wants to talk about its hard work, because it doesn't matter if you're painting the side of a building, making something cool, or painting lines on a tennis court.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, yeah.
And she's going to talk about what she's working on right now. She says, this is not just painting cutesy signs on chalkboards.
Are you going to go to this? I can't, because it's right in the middle of the work
day. I love going to these.
Ask her, if you get a chance, what she thinks. Years ago, I interviewed people who had written the book Ghost Signs of Arkansas, and they had documented from the Delta to the Ozarks. Their feeling was that you just let them fade. You don't paint them anew. And apparently, among these aficionados of these kinds of signs, it's a deep split. Those who think you just let time and the sun do its work and eventually fade them out. And those that say, no, after about 40 years, touch them up and make them new again. So ask her what she thinks about that.
Interesting question, and I will.
And then report back.
I will.
Thank you.
And coming Thursday night to Nightbird Books in Fayetteville, an old friend of mine, Margaret Rutherford, we were in Second to None, the Fayetteville History Play together.
Years ago. I mean, you know, a while
back. A minute or two ago. Yeah. He's in trouble now.
Well, I went to it, so I'm aging myself as well.
Well, some of us have hair color. She has her first book out. She is everywhere as a psychologist. She's on blogs. She's on Huffington Post. She is everywhere. But she has written a book that came out in April called Marriage is Not for Chickens. And it started life as a blog post. And then it became, she spent 2 years working with photographers, one from Pine Bluff and one from up here, creating images to go with the words. And so now this book is out, and she's going to read from it and sign books at a reception from 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday at Nightbird Books. Did you know?
Probably not.
You probably did. That she was a professional vocalist in Dallas.
Did not know that.
In the 80s, and started volunteering at a domestic violence shelter. Ended up becoming the volunteer coordinator, and that realized that even though she loved to sing, she wanted to do this thing, earned a music therapy degree, earned her PhD in 1992.
Wow.
And here she is, and her writing's been in Huffington Post and Reader's Digest and Psychology Today and the Good Men Project and Midlife Boulevard. And so you should go and meet her, because she's pretty cool.
Marriage is Not for Chickens, the name of the book.
Also a great fact.
Yeah. What do you think about ghost signs? Yes or no? Let them go, or touch them up?
Wow.
Well, think about that. See what Olivia says.
I'll think about it.
All right.
I'll ask Olivia. We'll talk about this next week.
Okay, very good. Becca Martin Brown is the features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.